coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
This is Energy FM Sunday morning. We are talking at the CONIFA World Football Cup here on Energy FM. Wow, we earned two wins for Ellen Vannon, and it's still not quite there at the quarterfinals yet. Malcolm Blackburn joining us. Malcolm, good morning.
Good morning, JP.
Still to play for.
It is. I mean, it's quite surprising. You'd think, you know, in any World Cup or any tournament, you win your first two games out of three, and that's it, you're qualified. But no, I mean, the results today have still kept it up in the air. I think if you listen to what I said yesterday, that I thought Cascadia would beat Brower, which I didn't want to happen, which now means that basically Cascadia, if they score four goals against Tamil Eelam tomorrow and we get beat by Brower by three goals, Brower and Cascadia would go through. So the lads tomorrow have still got very much got something to play for. They've either got to get at least a draw or a win.
It is amazing because I watched the game, saw the result for the happy days at the quarterfinals, went online to look at the other results, and then was a bit of head scratching. So, yeah, the nerves still jangle, but a fantastic win today. And I thought it was a good game. I was watching it in the press centre up at the grandstand. There was a few people around us asking about it and watching it. And I thought they gave you a good game today.
Yeah, I mean, I know Chris actually isn't that happy with the lads. It's certainly, I would agree with him, it's not one of the better performances I've seen from Ellen Bannon. I don't know what was wrong. We just looked a little bit disjointed, a bit leggy today. We were getting the ball into the box, but for some reason we didn't seem to have the people in the box. You might have noticed that. I think it may have been a bit different if their keeper hadn't pulled off that wonder save in the first sort of 10 minutes with his left hand, when it looked like it was a certain goal. It wasn't a fantastic performance, but again, you know, all the lads have been told to do is win, get 3 points, so they've done it.
Fantastic, and of course, 3 o'clock kickoff this afternoon, Coles Park. You're taking on Brower, and like we said at the start of the interview, it's all to play for.
It is, and Brower really are a good team. We watched them last night when they put four past Tamil Eelam. They've got two wide men that, honestly, I mean, you know, I think we'd need a few greyhounds to actually catch them if they get in behind you. That is going to be a really tough game tomorrow. And I know Chris as well, as part of all this, has to look after players. You know, it's a tournament, and he's got some big decisions to make to see, does he rest some tomorrow? Does he not rest some? But then does he work on that? They go into the quarterfinals a bit tired. It's not something I like to be involved in. Thank goodness I haven't.
And the man who will be involved, of course, is Ben Carling, and we will talk to him next.